Colony, as a term, can have two main different connotations. A colony is both a political body that is dominated by an exogenous agency and an exogenous entity that reproduces itself in a given environment. In both cases, even if they refer to very different situations, colony implies the localized ascendancy of an external element. This is what brings the two meanings together. Settler colonialism as a concept encompasses this fundamental ambiguity. As its compounded designation suggests, it is inherently characterized by both traits. Since both the permanent movement and reproduction of communities and the dominance of an exogenous agency over an indigenous one are necessarily involved, settler colonial phenomena are intimately related to both colonialism and migration. And yet, not all migrations are settler migrations, and not all colonialisms are settler colonial. This book argues that settler colonialism should be seen as structurally distinct from both. Both migrants and settlers move across space and often end up permanently residing in a new locale. Settlers, however, are unique migrants. And as Mahmoud Mamdani has perceptively summarized, settlers, quote, are made by conquest, not just by immigration, unquote. Settlers are founders of political orders and carry their sovereignty with them. On the contrary, migrants can be seen as appellants facing a political order that is already constituted. Migrants can be individually co-opted within settler colonial political regimes, and indeed they often are. They do not, however, enjoy inherent rights and are characterized by a defining lack of sovereign entitlement. It is important that these categories are differentiated analytically. A very different sovereign charge is involved in their respective displacements. Not only do settlers and migrants move in inherently different ways, they also move towards very different places. As New Zealand historian James Balloch has noted, an, quote, emigrant joined someone else's society. A settler or colonist remade his own, unquote. Migrants, by definition, move to another country and lead diasporic lives. Settlers, on the contrary, move, indeed, as I suggest below, return to their country. A diaspora is not an ingathering. Indeed, an analytical distinction could also be made between settler colonial and other resettlements. Imperial, national, and colonizing, including internally colonizing, states frequently promote quote-unquote settlement with the aim of permanently securing their hold on specific locales. On the contrary, the political traditions this book focuses on concentrate on autonomous collectives that claim both a special sovereign charge and a regenerative capacity. Settlers, unlike other migrants, quote-unquote remove to establish a better polity, either by setting up an ideal social body or by constituting an exemplary model of social organization. Of course, even if I propose to see them as analytically distinct, colonialism with settlers and settler colonialism intertwine, interact, and overlap. Ultimately, whereas migration operates in accordance with a register of difference, settler migration operates in accordance with a register of sameness. And one result of this dissimilarity is that policy in a settler colonial setting is crucially dedicated to enable settlers while neutralizing migrants. Real life, however, defies these attempts, with settlers recurrently failing to establish the regenerated communities they are supposed to create, and migrants radically transforming the body politic despite sustained efforts to contain and manage their difference. In this context, refugees, the most unwilling of migrants, can thus be seen as occupying the opposite end of a spectrum of possibilities, ranging between a move that can be construed as entirely volitional, the settlers, and a displacement that is premised on an absolute lack of choice, on a settler need to produce refugees as a way to assert their self-identity.